This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Right now we are joined by good friend of the show, star of Melbourne United and star of the Boomers, it's Chris Golding.
3 years ago, our next guest made history with the Aussie men's basketball team in Tokyo.
The Boomers have claimed the bronze medal.
And made Gazy shed a tear.
I am so grateful.
Now he's looking to be part of the Boomers Olympic squad in Paris. Please welcome Chris Golding.
Oh, here he is, the money man.
Here he
Big
is.
Big gold.
Boys, how are we going?
Where are we finding you,
please? Where are you?
I have just finished up at the physio in the weight room, always working. I'm on my way home to the family.
Oh, good. How are things at home with the family?
Yes, my wife is ready to give birth. She's 39 and a bit weeks, so we're on the clock.
Oh, Jimmy boy, remember those days?
I do.
I had the car ready, the hot water. I'd boil the jug and have a blanket ready. Don't know why.
Completely useless he was, Gold. He had no involvement at all. In fact, even at the beginning.
I don't doubt that.
What's going on, please? The United boys just stumble right at the end.
Great final series. Let me tell you, can we say that off the top? Unbelievable final series.
Yeah, I think if I wasn't so heavily invested in one side of that playoffs and final series, I'd say it was amazing and a good spectacle of our game. And I reckon NBL HQ would be really happy. It really was a hard-fought and exciting final series. Unfortunately, though, it didn't go our way.
No.
Well, and that is true, and we understand the disappointment of that. But as a veteran of basketball in this country, Goldie, you must be so pumped with the level that the NBL has got to. The interest, the sizzle, the crowds, the TV audiences, the game's back.
Yeah, it is. And it's a mixture of many things. Basketball at a grassroots level is so strong. We're seeing so many of our boys doing well internationally and over in the NBA. And Larry and his team at the NBL have done an amazing job of building our league back up to be able to showcase the basketball like we saw in the final series. Mm. I don't think there was a single seat up for grabs through five games. There was sellouts all around. It was honestly a big jump from where the NBL's been in the past 10 or so years, but where we are now is magnificent. It's exciting.
It is, and you got to say well done to the Jack Jumpers, Jim. They've been knocking on the door.
I wouldn't be doing that with Gold as a guest. I don't. That's a conversation for another time.
I think Chris would even say that.
No, I don't think he wants to say that.
Do you want to say that, Chris?
You're just breaking up, Bill.
It was old mate that scored the winning one.
Have a listen to
name raps.
We don't give a stuff about the Jack Jumpers.
Jack McVeigh.
We are united.
I know. And so the team next year, we look forward to next year. I think you've signed an 8-year deal and you're about 42. So you've done well, Goldie. How did you sign that three-year deal, by the way?
I don't know, but I signed it quick.
So we've kept Lukey Travers. We've kept Matthew Dellavedova. Rob Lowe signed on.
Yes. Rob Lowe's come back. He got a little stint with us last year while Big Joe was injured. So we've got him back. Lukey Travers is on contract, but we've got to wait and see. We wouldn't be surprised if he gets off to the NBA, mate, the way that he's been playing. But yeah, myself, Shay Illy, Deli will all be back there, ready to go one step further.
All right. What about Paris? Where are we at with that?
Yes.
Yeah, so some exciting news today. BA and the government announced that we're going to play a couple games on home soil again in Melbourne. Mm. We're going to play China at the start of July in some warm-up games, and then we're going to jet off to Abu Dhabi.
Ooh.
You know where that is, Bill?
Yabba dabba doo.
So we're going to jet off there to play USA and Serbia.
Oh, nice. Wow. And tell us about what's this Ford Ball and 24 this July at John Cain Arena?
That's what he was just telling you about.
Tell us who else is involved, Goldie. You didn't explain it too well.
So all of our national teams, we're going to have our wheelchair basketball team.
Yes.
the Opals, our women's teams, the Boomers, and we're going to have two of our 3x3 teams, the men's and women's. We're all going to be competing against Japan and China at John Cain Arena in Melbourne. You've got the dates there, Bill. I expect to see you there courtside like we did with United.
23rd of April, the tickets go on sale, 10 a.m, tickettech.com.au. Goldie literally just finished saying that.
No, but he didn't say the Rollers and the Gliders were playing, and he didn't say the Opals, which is all part of the big picture.
I think he just included everyone in the...
That's exciting for the fans out there, Chris.
It is, mate. It's not often, you know, we were lucky leading into the World Cup that we got to see the Boomers play on home soil, but Boomers and Opals, the Wheelies, everyone at the same time, the same arena, and coming up against some good opposition as well. China in the women's game, I think they're top two in the world.
Gee.
In the men's, they're emerging, and, you know, we know there's a strong Chinese population in Victoria and all over Australia, so the crowds are going to be massive. They were last time we played them here as well.
Now, gold, bronze medal 4 years ago, an astounding performance made Gazy cry, as we heard in the intro.
Yeah.
How are we placed in a couple of months' time?
Well, the goal is simple. It's gold medal. We go there for one reason, the same as we did last time. We fell a little bit short, but sometimes falling short is magnificent in itself. I'm struggling with magnificent today.
Just magnificent, mate.
You know what it is? I've been watching a kids' show with my daughter, and there's a bloke called Magnifico, and I've been saying that all over town. But the goal's the same. We want to win a gold medal. We know teams are getting better. We're getting better. It's going to be an absolute showdown, and we can't wait to get over there.
What about that American basketball player? I don't know his name, Ramsey.
Well,
he's part of the dream team, okay? Yes. He said that America will win every game in Paris by 20 or 30 points. Every game. Oh, fool's head, getting ahead of himself.
Yeah, they've released their lineup. It's a formidable lineup on paper. I think, you know, not so amazing results last year in the World Cup for the USA boys has made them bring out all the big guns, but that's on paper. And we know in the past we've been able to compete with them. We've beat them at times, so we'll be looking to do that again.
Now, I'm reluctant to bring this up.
Well, Jim,
The main game this round, gold, will be the Twilight game Sunday. All roads lead to Marvel for the Hawks and the Kangaroos. Are you going to be able to get there?
17th versus 18th.
You know, if my wife gives birth in the next day or so, I might take the little fella along
and
take him in to show that you're going to be disappointed for the next 20 years.
Your mob, Jim.
Gold, that won't last. It's just a little phase we're going through.
It's 20 years.
I know. We've got some good young kids.
I can't
see the light yet, but I know it's out there.
It's a train. Don't worry about that. It's going to be a while. It's going to be a while, Goldie. Hey, thanks for your time, mate, and good luck. Good luck with the Ford Ball in 24 this July at John Cain Arena. Good luck with the Paris trip. That'd be nice.
Oh, yeah.
And just good luck with what you're doing with yourself.
Maybe the arrival of a beautiful
little
bundle
Billy
of joy.
Billy Golding. Little, I love it.
There you go. That's not a bad name.
That'd be magnificent.
Look forward to seeing you boys at the games.
Well done, mate.
Be
good
magnifico.
Chris Golding on the Rush Hour, by the way. Tickets go on sale for that basketball event April 23rd. That's a Tuesday from 10 a.m. Tickettech.com.au.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.